We're getting ready to do a prophetic demonstration. I need my mother, Pastor Derek, his mother. I need little Junior Patrick to come up, my sister, and my daughter. And we're going to connect and link arms as a representation of each generation that's represented on this stage, that the gap between us is bridged. I preached the word in Cleveland, and God gave me instructions, and I didn't get to preach it on Friday night. I thought I was going to preach it, even though in my heart I knew he was going to take it a different way. The Holy Ghost had his way. But the point of this prayer, oh God, he said many thought that there wasn't a generation that was in position ready to take this new level, amen, to take the world to the next level, to take over. But God said, who in the world was they speaking to? He says, I always got a ram in the bush. He said, the problem is you are looking at the ones that were loud and not the ones that were hidden. They've been hidden and waiting until God says, come. And as my sister just said and prophesied, leadership has shifted because everything has shifted. And so it is that the old generation is getting ready to turn it over to this generation. Even in the midst of them turning, we're going to work together. But we're going to keep the Holy Ghost. The instructions for the baby boomers. I got any baby boomers in here? He said the instructions that he told me to give when I preached this word. He says, leave enough room for the Holy Ghost. He says, you love me, you've done what you were supposed to do, you've been in position, and I elevated you, but you did not leave room in the agenda for the Holy Ghost. And then he told me, the millennials and everybody down under from baby boomers, he said, don't leave any room for the devil. We keep too many gaps to be too free. Keep the Holy Ghost. Shut up. We get ready to close every gap. And with that, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shall come in. Hallelujah. Just come on up just a little bit more. Just move forward. Hallelujah. And let God allow you to pray how he leads you through the Holy Ghost concerning your generation. Hallelujah.
Lord, and I stand, oh God, for the baby boomers, oh God. God, remind us, oh God. Lord, you're about to come back, oh God. Lord, even as I was taught when I first got saved in the 70s, oh God. Lord, they used to preach you were coming back, oh God. Lord, they would tell us about heaven and hell. God, and we, oh God, we have gotten away from that, oh God. Lord, but you haven't change. You're still the same God. God, remind us, oh God, to get our houses in order, oh God. God is standing the gap for our loved ones, oh God, for this dying world, oh God. Let us remember our mission and what you called us to do, oh God. Lord, and not to be so tied up, oh God, within ourselves, oh God, and not be so tied up in positions, oh God, and titles, oh God. Lord, refresh us once again, oh God. Touch our hearts, oh God. Renew a right spirit in us, oh God. Lord, that we will be examples to the younger generation, oh God, that they will see God in us, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Remind us, oh God. What we was put on this earth to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we come lifting up the standard tonight, God. Father God, as we lift up the standard, Father God, the next generation have to come up, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We call forth the Hannahs, God. Father God, we call them forth right now. We call forth the Esthers, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, that we will not compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, because it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. And Father God, we come right now. We make a bold decree tonight, God. Father God, we're doing a good work, and we will not come down in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we have work to do, God. And Father God, let us work with the next generation, God. Father God, that they will have, just like our parents worked with us, God. And Father God, they imparted things into us, God. Father God, that we're walking in their steps now in the name of Jesus. You're not doing away with this generation, God. You're adding to, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we decree that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. You said, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Father, we agree in the natural. We agree in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, God. Because you said from the day of John the Baptist to now that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it by force. We take it back. Everything that the devil has stole. We let you know, devil, you cannot have our children. You cannot have our sons. You cannot have our daughters. In the name of Jesus, we take them back. We take back entertainment. In the name of Jesus, they will not compromise. Father God, we will leave a generational blessing, but 3 to 4 generations, because that generation will not have to. They wouldn't have to labor like we did, God, in the name of Jesus. But they're going to be good stewards. Good stewards. Good stewards over everything that's left to them, God. And it's not by power, nor by might, but by your spirit, said the Lord. And Father God, we thank you for the Moses, God. We thank you for the Joshua, God. And we thank you for the Caleb. We say, give us this mountain in the name of Jesus. We are well able to conquer and go into the enemy camp and take back everything that the devil has stole in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you to strengthen us, God. Father God, as we go forth, and Father, we pass the baton over to the next generation. And Father God, help us to train them up in the way that they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. 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 He said in this season right now, he said, the same as I was with Moses, I shall be with you. He said, whatever your foot tread upon, you shall possess it. Whatever your hand tread, head touch, you shall possess it. He said, in this season right now, he said, whatever your feet tread upon, you shall possess it. Whatever your hands touch shall be blessed. We thank you right now, the same as he was with Moses, he shall be with our generation right now. He said, we're going to raise us up to be mentors. He said he's had you alone for a while. He said, but he got enough stuff in you to mentor the next generation. So when the next generation comes, not looking the way you want them to look, because you the pants sagging down, you got to be a mentor to them. You got to still, you got to be a mentor to young women, to the young women and the young men. We got to be mentors in this situation right now. The same as he was with Moses, he's going to be with Joshua. Hallelujah. We'll be right now. Robo boko robo bobo bo shata. And the robo boko no ramama shake it yo robo bobo bo shata. A robo boko no remesi ken yo robo bobo kono ramama shake it. I plead the blood right now, Heavenly Father, for everyone in our generation right now, Heavenly Father, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet right now. Hey, every devil right now got the backup right now in the name of Jesus. We belong to God and God alone. We on assignment tonight. From this day forward, we on assignment right now in the name name of Jesus, to raise up the next generation, Heavenly Father, to be mentors to young men, to be mentors to young women, right now in the name of Jesus. Hey, oh devil, we snatching them out of the fire right now. We snatching them out of the club right now. We snatching them off the corner right now. Right now in the name of Jesus, we meeting them where they are right now, without a spirit of judgment right now. We cancel every spirit of judgment right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we're going to raise them up right now. We're going to speak life to them and not death. We speak life right now. You shall live and not die, and declare the words of the Lord. You are prophet. You are pastor. You are apostle. Right now, you are evangelist. You are teacher. We call you forth right now. Come out right now. We call you out wherever you are right now. Wherever dark place you in, we call you out right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. We thank you right now. Every mountain of distress, discontentment, discouragement, we command it to move. Every wall of debt and discontentment, we call it to fall. Every wall of abuse, we call it to fall. Every mountain, we command it to move. We command every wall to fall. Every mountain to move. 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 Every wall to fall. We release, Heavenly Father, your anointing right now, God, on this generation, Heavenly Father. We release, Heavenly Father, salvation right now, Heavenly Father. Healing, deliverance, safety, protection, soundness, wholeness, perseverance, wealth, and prosperity. We command joy back, peace back, faith back, glory to the Lord back, health, life, and strength. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy overtaking them, Heavenly Father. We say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom.
The kingdom.
Thine is the kingdom.
The kingdom.
The power. The power.
The power.
The power. And the glory. And the glory. And the glory. Forever. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I stand on behalf of this generational X and the millennials, as the baton is being passed to us, we thank you, oh God, that we will keep the Holy Ghost in this earth. We will not compromise. Oh, Rabba Shema Sederamoko, Rabba Shema Namahane. Things that we've seen as children in the church that has turned us off from the church, we thank you that we will turn around and you will use it for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the fresh wind of the millennials and generational X that you're putting in position. They will not compromise. They will see Okorabashe miracle signs and wonders. Okorabashe Mase Mokoraba. We will stand up as disciples and as ambassadors and go ye into the world and preach the gospel. Okorabashe. It will be church unusual, church unleashed, church unhinged. Okorabashe. The curse is stopped here. It stops here. A generation is taking a stand. We're the righteous. Stand up. 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 We thank you for the remnant that you set aside for such a time as this. It will be established as you said in your word. We thank you. We will even inherit the things that our forefathers didn't get to see. We thank you for the Joshua anointing that's on our lives. We will make it to the promised land in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabashe. My own no more. Mosha. Hanoboko Mayana Namo. Yonoboshe. Okorababaha. I bind the spirit of laziness that is on our generation. I bind it right now. Okorabashe. I bind that spirit that don't want to sacrifice. Okorabashe. Spirit, it's a sacrifice. Okorabashe, to serve the Lord. Okorabashe, I can't elaboshe. I come up against that spoiled spirit. Okorabashe, I come up against that self-deserving spirit. Okorabashe, I come up against that self-righteous spirit. Okorabaha, we will humble ourselves. We will humble ourselves. We will answer the call. We will humble ourselves. We will no longer fight the devils that our daddy fight. We will no longer fight the devils that our mamas fought. We will no longer fight the devils that our grandmothers fought. Okorabe, Mase, Mokora. We thank you. The generation is rising up. 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 Thus says the Lord.
I pray that generation I would stop the killing, stop the violence. I pray that our young men will not die no more. I pray that our young men were able to go to college and become doctors, lawyers, business owners. I pray that our schools are better. I pray that we're learning more than what we're learning now. I pray that our generation will get to know you, Lord. I pray that our generation will pray and call on you when they're going through something. I pray that everybody who went to jail are released and get to know you when they come out of jail. I pray that people will change their life and become humble. I pray that people will stop the killing, the violence, the lying, the Jezebel spirit, the evilness. I pray that they will come to you. I pray. Amen.
I pray that people will stop doing sins and just act like it's just nothing. And I pray that they actually say, I pray that other people teach other kids no matter how they're 8, no matter if they're 9. I pray that they tell God, I pray that they tell them that God can bring deliverance, miracles. And he can answer your financing prayer.